And he, of course, he'd been in before then, but he went from, after he gave up the coke plant, he went into just raising oranges, I guess, or speak full time. But during the time of having the coke plant, when he was much younger, he had to grow up in the coke plant, so.
Okay. Where did you say your grandparents came from? I mean, they were...
My grandfather, I'm pretty sure, was born and raised right in Fort Meade. My grandmother was from when she was a small girl, she lived in Georgia. And I think somewhere maybe in North Florida, but she lived in Mulberry, I believe, at the time my grandfather met her, which was where my mother went to school.
Oh, okay. Where are you from? Then where is your ancestry, if you had to trace them? What's your
ethnic? My great-grandfather's from Switzerland, and my name, I guess, would be considered to be a Swiss name or whatever. Mm-hmm. My grandmother was from Germany.
On your father's side?
On my father's side, right. Okay. It's from Germany. And so... Actually, I think my grandfather, I don't know if he was Swiss or German, because the border sort of flopped back and forth, I think.
What about your mother? Because it's got to be a...
My grandfather, I could not really tell you. My grandmother, though, has some Irish background, a lot of Irish background, I believe. Okay. And I said, well, I didn't know where they were from. I believe she was from Georgia, maybe, also. But I don't really know.
That's right, you mentioned that. Okay, all right, no problem. We'll go to your city. All right, city. Well, what would you call Fort Meade?
I'd call it a town.
A town? Why? What's the difference?
There's no industry, of course. Mm-hmm. There's really nothing to speak of in the way of, like, shopping centers or anything like that. There's a downtown area, like most small towns have.
Okay.
I would consider a community would be a gathering of churches, maybe, and a post office and a store, and it's larger than that. You know, it has a life every day. You know, there's a downtown life every day. Okay. The store's open and that kind of thing.
All right. Well, are there major sections of the city?
Actually, no. This Main Street, which all the stores are along. You know, mm-hmm. Stores, drugstore, a couple of gift shops, that kind of thing. Hardware store, Western Auto, you know, it's just like
any kind of boundaries, like, you know, ethnic or other ways?
The black community is separated, I guess, basically, from the white community. They run right up to each other. I mean, it's not separated, you know, miles away, but it's, you could just about divide Fort Meade up, I guess, in a block, in a square,
okay.
And then draw a line halfway across the square, or make a quarter, and then one small quarter would be the black community in the south corner of it. And then the north corner would be, or right around the center of the line would be the community, like the town itself, as far as the main stores and everything, because Highway 17, Highway 17 comes through Fort Meade, which used to be a main artery, I guess, until like 27 was built on the other side. It runs into the turnpike, I guess 27 does. You go to Miami on 27, or the turnpike, and they're both wrong, sort of the east coast, not way over, but they're further over than the central part. And then you could go down the west coast. You would come in the Tampa on I-4 and go along the west coast to go to Miami or something. So most people don't go down 17 anymore because it's a bad road, I guess. It's two lane.
Okay.
Okay, 17, not only being a major highway, the town's sort of centered around that. And 98, it comes into the intersection of 17, no, or 92, I believe it is, which goes to 27.
Oh.
So it's sort of crossroads, I guess.
I see. Okay. All right. Well, are there any, how would you refer to boundaries? Do you call it the north section, or is the town divided into sections?
The streets are like north, south, or north orange all the way up, or south orange, or northeast so-and-so, or southeast. But other than that, you don't have to really think of Fort Meade as in sections, like I'm going to the north side of town, because there isn't a north side of town to speak of. You know,
okay.
It's like town. You can walk from on one side of the stores, you're on the north side, and you can walk across the street to the other side of the stores, you're on the south side of town.
Okay, we used to have stuff like in our town, used to be like, you know, across the tracks, so there was some...
Right, you can go down to the river. Okay, there's a river on the east side of town. There are railroad tracks in the west side of town.